It's February the 17th, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to another webcast. My goodness, I have been gifted with a blessing, and the blessing came by way of one of my students. Just sent me a link on my email from my world religion classes, because we are just into the introductory week. And I've got to share with you what watching the first video link that she sent me did for my mind. Not to my mind, but for my mind. Because you see, I was always taught, don't ever investigate anyone else's faith until you've become fully engulfed and enriched by your own. And I have. I love my faith. I can defend it against anyone that wants to argue it. But what I've learned tonight, because I read all of my emails, but what I learned tonight was that there are others just like PJ. And I'm going to share a little bit of that information. Thank you. The Yusuf Khal Jader, just one of the albums that I used to listen to when I was a young man. I used to love this album, Several Shades of Jay, Khal Jader. Great. K-Jazz plays a lot of this, and I'm glad because they're still playing the classics. My goodness. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. It's going to be a good time tonight, and I hope that you had a good day today. I have wonderful days every day. You know what I do is I travel with my Savior, and I'm not being facetious. I walk with God, and I talk with God a lot, and God speaks back to me through my mind, and I'm so glad, because listening to this gentleman, and let me grab my phone and share with you who it was. Oh my goodness, I'll just give you the YouTube clip, and so that you can go there and discover this for yourself. I was just elated when the student sent me this piece right here. I want to share with you the first clip that I saw, and I'm raising it. It's a YouTube clip on my phone, and the student sent me. I'll go back and I'll kind of like read the question, but I want you to go and listen to Hassanein Rajabali. Okay, Hassanein Rajabali is the speaker, and he's at the, and it's, this is all capitalized, IECOC Milad al-Nabi. And I think it was a dedication to one of the prophets of Islam. But this man, Hassanein, he gave a lecture. And the piece is about 1 hour and 5 minutes. I watched the whole thing. And I'm going to tell you, I do not watch. The only person's lecture that I watch for an hour are my own before I put them up on YouTube. I no longer have the tapes of my sermons because I've gotten rid of all of those, but most of my work that I've done on radio and the webcast will be sustained, Lord willing, because, well, you have to go to the webcast, the new makeover, the new makeover where I introduce you to Henry Bench, and I do hope that you can go there and listen to him. Henry knows the importance of carrying on what I'm trying to lay out, because, my goodness, I watched this piece for 1 hour and 5 minutes and 13 seconds, and about 40 minutes into his message, this teacher was teaching, and he gave an honest estimate of a true prophet of God. You know, when I taught on the gifts of the Spirit in the church, and when we got down to the gifts of prophecy, I recall making it very clear, telling the people that I believe in the gift of prophecy, and I believe that I have it. And I said, I am speaking like an end of the era prophet here. And they would say, well, other Christian men didn't. I said, if they didn't believe that they were prophets speaking for God, there's something wrong. You know, I didn't say that I was the prophet. I didn't say that. I said that I believe that I am a prophet, one on the level that God would use to speak to. To speak to people of the age that I live in. I'm not going to lie about that. I've always. And when I heard this young man, this young teacher, and I might add a brilliant Islamic teacher, if you listened to the piece, and if you understood what he was saying, not when he was speaking in his home dialect, but he was defining some verses from the text that they use out of the Quran in the language, and everyone in the room was well-versed in the Quran, unlike in the Christian church when I would quote a verse from the Bible and ask the people to understand it, they would look at me like I was crazy in some kind of a way. I got goosebumps just thinking about what I'm thinking about as I think about this. And let me keep my eye on the monitor and make sure everything is happening correct here. Because, see, I'm so excited about my life right now, because I had someone from another, listen to me, a man from another faith, a man that condemned the actions of ISIL or ISIS, condemned the action and use words that I would use to define the barbarous sect of crazy Muslims that is chopping off people's heads. This man, in an intelligent, intellectual way, just said that is not what God would allow. And then when I think of many Christians in the church, when they talk, and they say that all of the Muslims are liars, all of them are just coming over here to kill us, to destroy us, to take our country from us, and all of that. I am asking you to look at this YouTube clip. I'll give it to you again. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is, when I go back to the website after the webcast is up, I will place this thing up there, and so that you can watch it. If you're really one that is interested in listening to, I mean, he is in their place of worship and giving them, I think, one of the most brilliant intellectual lectures on how God operates in men. Because, you see, I knew for the years that I was in the church that I was a prophet of God. Just look at my clips on YouTube. What, you know, when I watch myself on YouTube, I say, oh my God, was that me? And this man describes to the people in the room how they ought to treat the prophet that is speaking the message of God to the people to give them better lives. When I tried to tell them that, guess what they said to me? Who do you think you are? And in this man's lecture, he rightly said, I want you evangelicals that come to my website and listen to me to go to this YouTube thing and listen to this, because this man puts it right on. He said Christianity is in the decline. It is. Because Christianity has stooped into the most devilish kind of immorality for money. And then he uses an example of Muhammad being gracious and never, because, wait a minute, even better than that. This gentleman said that the preacher's riches comes from knowing God and his word and having the privilege of sharing it with other people in the environment. This is what I preached and taught my entire life. Now, I'm hearing this not come from the Christian community. I'm hearing this come from the Muslim community. And I don't know, maybe this place is here in Los Angeles. Yes, it has to be here in L.A. because the student is here in L.A. basically. That asked me to watch that. I'm making an assumption, but it appears that because he's speaking English and then he's speaking the language, whatever language it is. But when you view this, when you view it and you listen to him explain how God interacts with men, it's the same explanation that I've been preaching and teaching about for years. And one thing that he said is very important. There's only, you know, I told the student that I agree with 95% of what he said and did, but 5% I don't agree with, because I saw the Christian church doing the same thing. You know, I like the way the Christian church gives, because in the Bible it says give as God has blessed you. I think that's what he was saying, but he was saying that you need a place to meet in. Well, I guess human beings do. And when I was preaching behind the pulpit, and he so reminds me of myself when I was younger, that's why I was impressed by his ability to quote the text, know what the text is saying, and then to make it acquiesce to his young American speaking or English speaking audience. It, just a brilliant hour and 5 minutes not lost. I wouldn't waste my time watching T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar. I wouldn't waste my time watching TBN. He also made a correct statement about Hollywood's movies about religious things. He knows that it's a joke. Why is it that this man, being a follower of Islam, knows that the movies that Hollywood are putting out are a joke? Because I've read my Bible and studied my Bible and know that the Book of Noah and all these other fantastic hallucinatory, looks like a drug addict made those movies. It's a joke. Because when you do the exegesis, it says nothing like that. And he made the comment on that in the same way that I did when I was behind the pulpit. But my goodness, when I hear out in the streets, everybody's talking about these so-called Hollywood movies about the Bible, and I could just go to one on Netflix tonight and watch it. But I'm not going to hail it as a great masterpiece if you know proper theology. You know where the lie comes from. But all in all, it was a fine hour and 5 minutes, and it went by so rapidly. I had no idea that the piece was that long because I was so into every word that he was saying. And then when he prayed at the end with the other men in the room, I was praying with him in my language, and I said, "My brother, my brother." You see, I know what God is doing. God has always done that. God is going to always look down within a group of people, wherever that group is, whatever that group is, and God is going to give that group direction through that imam, that pastor, that teacher, if you will, that exegete, if you will, whether it be the Christian faith or whether it be the faith of Islam. Now, I'm not talking about the faith of Islam that goes around blowing up people and cutting heads off and all that, which this guy said is lunacy. Now, you may think he's lying. Well, ask John MacArthur, is he lying? You know, I'll mention one of the greats in Christendom these days, John MacArthur Jr. of the Grace Community Church, the iconic Calvinistic stronghold of Southern California. How do I know? I was associated with those people. And then I discovered something about those people. Lies. When a lie comes from your chief prophet, when a lie proceeds out of the mouth of your chief prophet and you know it, what are you compelled to do? You're compelled to warn the rest of the flock that this person is a liar. The same thing that this Islamic Hassanani, I'm not saying his name properly, and I'm so sorry, Hassanain. It's the same thing that Hassanain said in his lecture. Because in Islam, he says, we don't listen to people that teach us to kill and to murder. That's what he said in his lecture. And I'm hearing, man, you can look at the video and know that he's Islamic. But what I find, or what I found so fantastic, is that he is so much like me. His spirit is so much like mine. I used to try to tell these young men that wanted to be preachers, that studied, came to my home, took homiletics classes with me, and all of that. And I used to tell them, look, man, if God didn't call you, I can't. All I can do is just damage you. Because God is the one that has to call you. God is the one that has to equip you and give you the gift of teaching. God is the one that has to put his love in your heart more than anything else. I was listening to this man's lecture, and oh, I forget what he said. I do pray that you guys get a chance to go and listen to this thing. But he said something to the fact that the prophet, the man that speaks for God, is going to suffer. He is not going to be popular. And he knows that, and he welcomes it. And he doesn't seek riches. He can't seek riches. The riches that the true prophet of God seeks is what? Now, come on, see, you Christians are stumbling out there. Is what? What did God say of David? What does the word of God say about David? He is a man that is after God's own heart. What does that mean? Okay, yes, I know that he... And another thing that this teacher said, and he said that the Quran teaches it, that the prophet does not make a mistake. I remember so many times, and I agree with that. The prophet doesn't make a mistake. If I sin, I go into it because I want to. But I haven't made a mistake, because God doesn't call men to preach his word that makes mistakes. That's what this Islamic teacher said. That's exactly what I taught for years. Same thing. Young men used to come up to me and ask me, well, have you ever made a mistake behind? I said, why would God call me to be his prophet and speak forth his word out of the Holy Bible, and I'm up there cracking on God and making mistakes? And this young teacher in Islam said on this YouTube clip that American Christianity is failing. And guess why? He said, because they don't pray. We sure don't. All we do is demand of God more junk to consume. We don't pray. You call that mess prayer in these churches? This is an Islamic man. And listen, I'm not turning Islamic. I will always love the Lord Jesus with all my heart, soul, mind. And he's not some white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man from Europe that I'm saying that I love. Don't get that mess twisted. I said, I love the Jesus of the real Bible. That Jesus. Not the marketing guru Jesus. Not let's sell a book, sell a pancake, do whatever we can to make our life run. I'm not into that Jesus. And during this man's lecture, he mentioned Jesus in the Bible. Who else did he mention? He mentioned Jesus. He mentioned Paul. He mentioned some of the books in the New Testament. They're very well read of Christianity. And while I was watching this clip, I said, the African-American Christian church doesn't even know that in their own Bibles. I cannot forget the nights that I would be teaching in a study, and I would ask a full classroom that had been studying with me, my friends, at least 10 to 12 years. And I'd ask them a basic, simple Bible question. Silence from the floor. It's as if the word went in and fell on dead hearts. That's why, you know, for the past couple of years, my message has been on love. Man, Christians don't know how to love. That is what, oh my gosh, this teacher, if you watch his lecture, oh my gosh, this teacher stated something very in particular, and it just skipped my mind. I'm trying to put in as much as I can on this webcast while I remember it, but he was stating something about, well, let me go back to the prayer. He says that Christians don't pray, and he's correct. Because Christians beg, barter, try to make a bargain, or something like that. You know, when they say that they're giving honor to God. No, they're not. They're giving honor, the Christians, that is. They're giving honor to the idea that God will increase their territory. Tell me if I'm lying or not. I know I'm right about it. The man hit it right on the head. And I did not get angry at the teacher. I start saying, speak, brother, because this man is my brother in humanity. I love him just like I love the lazy Christians that are silly. There was just one major flaw in his lecture that he had wrong, but I won't even criticize that because it was so minuscule, and I knew what he was doing. He's trying to preserve a tradition in his people, but I would differ with that, because I think that as we continuously go forward in history, we're going to see the decline of human humility. That's going to decline, because when you have more heathens being produced by godless families that have been separated by divorce, our families that are not really families. And what I mean by families, I'm not talking about same-sex families, because you can get two women and two men can raise a child, and in some cases better than a man and a woman. What makes a family is the love in that person's heart for that group of people that they are with. That's what gang members do when they're in the family. When you're in the hood, in the ghetto, that's your family. These young men that I've been helping for years, some of them come right out of that. And I've met a lot of their families when they invited them by. to introduce them to me. I said, boy, you boys are hard. And they would say, right out the streets, tattooed all up, man, and talking all crazy, looking at me crazy. I just look right back at them crazy with my white hair itself, you know. Whoopie doopy. I love being raised in this city. I'm glad I was born here. I'm so glad that I had a golden opportunity to leave my mark on the culture. I'm grateful to God that it looks like maybe after I die, because that's what I feared the most, because I knew that for the years that I was behind that pulpit, and you can see a lot of my preaching on YouTube there, okay? As long as YouTube is there and that station doesn't find anything wrong with what I'm saying, even after I die. I gotta show Henry how to get into my YouTube page too. Because see, all that's going to be turned over to him. And if you people miss me over the internet and my website is shut down, my YouTube clips are shut down, it's because an enemy has done that, not a friend. An enemy. And there's a lot of enemies. There's a lot of enemies against this Islamic guy that gave this lecture. Because you know what? God is with this man. He did not say anything about Jesus. As a matter of fact, I listened to him on the lecture and he extolled Jesus. He didn't even get into that. He did get into, you know, this is what I was going to say. He was saying that one of the institutionalized beliefs in Christianity is a hallmark that you must believe that Mary was a virgin and that she bore Jesus as the Son of God, and that if you are a Christian, you live up to the standards that Jesus teach. He said, without that fundamental aspect, you are no Christian. He's correct. See, my friend, I was raised in early Christianity before I become educated, before I began to read on my own. That's what Malcolm X did when he was in prison. He even mentioned Malcolm X in his lecture, and was showing how ignorant, meaning unaware. That's what he meant by that. He didn't mean that Malcolm was an ignorant man. He was a brilliant brother, on the same caliber as a speaker on this YouTube thing that I'm telling you about. Brilliant. See, when you're in selfish, racist kind of a religion, you think that nobody's brilliant but your chief teacher, and everybody else you're just a heathen. A heathen. Unfortunately, I put myself in the company of heathens who said that they were specialized in being theological. I guess they were theological heathens. John, stop cracking up. But anyway, seriously, any of you, try to watch that. I think that it would be beneficial to you. Well, thank you for coming to my website. I want to thank the student, in case they listen to this, because sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It doesn't matter. I think I'll crash early tonight because I got to get up early tomorrow morning and start working on college work. Hey, listen, God bless you people. And to the young student that presented the YouTube clip, if you do listen and your friends listen, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you in the class. And just go over your notes. We'll talk about when the first quiz is going to come up real soon. God bless you. And you know the drill. Whatever you do, stay into the Word of God. God bless.